USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.